Hello, dear listeners of the charitable podcast called Paleo Bites. I'm Susan Carol Annabeth Eliza Schmertz, award-winning culinary specialist, author of the best-selling book How to Positively Cook Positively, and genuine enthusiast of the all-natural and healthy ways of the paleo diet. Here in this podcast called Paleo Bites, we value the art of the Paleolithic diet, and we want to bestow that delicious knowledge upon our wonderful listeners. Join us on our Patreon, where we discuss pop culture featuring the paleo diet, and this month we're talking about Prehistoric Planet, the recent and highly rated big-budget dinosaur documentary with incredible computer-generated imagery and astounding scope. You won't want to miss this incredible paleo diet course at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Thank you so much for your support, and have a magical day. I do believe I was given the wrong script. Who knew there were other podcasts out there called Paleo Bites?
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that was meant to be hosted by Deinonychus, but was changed to Velociraptor purely due to the name being cooler. That's an in-joke to the Jurassic Park thing with Michael Crichton. I love explaining jokes. Anyways, my name's Matthew Donald, and each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a Jesus prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on, sometimes in bite-sized chunks, like this one. This is a new format where we want to discuss a creature that doesn't have a lot of information on it, and we need an episode on the fly, so for a five-minute episode, please welcome for the first bite-sized episode of Paleo Bites, it's Stephen Curro. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, of course. And as you can tell, he's on the phone. He is far away from me. He is like 80 miles away, like in Windsor.
I'm from NoCo.
Yeah. The closest big city to you is like Fort Collins. Like,
yes.
It's crazy, man. But that's okay. All right. So let's get straight into it. No dinosaur-related question to start off with. Like, this is a bite-sized episode. We talk about bite-sized stuff, including bite-sized crabs. I could go for some bite-sized crabs.
Yes.
Well, actually, no. I don't know if I really like crabs so much as I like butter. But
butter certainly helps.
Yep. All right. So you suggested this creature, and we were going to do this a couple times, and I was like, there really isn't a lot of information on it, but it's perfect for a bite-sized episode. So we're talking about Tanadromates nightwisherum.
Yes.
The crab of the Nightwish band.
Yes. So this crab was named in honor of the band Nightwish, a symphonic metal band.
Yes.
And they were given this honor of having a species named after them because of their album Endless Forms Most Beautiful.
Which is a beautiful title, I must say.
It is, yeah. And that's I could go on and on, but this is bite-sized, so I'll be brief.
Yes, of course.
It speaks to how there are endless forms most beautiful of life that have evolved on Earth. And, like, they are the only band that I've ever heard of that will sing about the Archean and the Devonian. And
that's cool. The Archean, yeah. Oh man, that's a ways back.
Exactly.
Like the Hadean.
way back.
It sounds like they're the metal version of the song from Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind.
That's actually a very good way to think of it. Yeah, they talk, like, especially in this album, they talk about how, you know, life developed and life is precious. And
right.
Humanity is a little crazy.
Just a bit. Just a touch.
But yeah, I'm not going to sing it, but one of the lines
please don't.
We are one, we are a universe, forebears of what will be scions of the Devonian Sea.
Cool.
So yeah, just as an example, like they go way back.
And that's crazy. This isn't quite that far back. So I couldn't find the name of it because, again, this species is very hard to find information on, but I just have it here, crab of the band Nightwish. Type, it is a decapod crustacean, a.k.a. a crab. Size, small, a crab size, one might say. Unless it was like a big crab. You know, like those big crabs in like the Mysterious Island, the stop motion ones? Maybe it was like that.
Yeah, no, heaven forbid, it's not like that.
diets, probably sort of plankton or small fish. What do crabs eat, like sand?
Other little crabs.
Like, pellets from, like, seabirds. I don't know.
Seabirds back then.
There weren't seabirds back then. They were, like, sea pterosaurs. Austria, Jurassic could be, like, Ramphorhynchus stuff. There'd be around them.
This is true.
So, speaking of which, time like Jurassic, 150 million years ago, location Austria, described in 2020, pop culture appearances, this is reverse, and that the creature itself is a pop culture appearance, and that it's named after a symphonic metal band named Nightwish. Ain't that great?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is, you wanted to talk about this, and that's all we've got on it. Like, it's just a crab made after this cool band. And, yeah, we can presume, like, maybe it, like, dug some holes in the low tide in the beach while trying to avoid Ramphorhynchus or other smaller territories. People forget that Ramphorhynchus was quite big, 6-foot wingspan, like, so I don't know if it would be hunting this thing.
That is terrifying if you're a crab.
Yeah. maybe there'd be smaller sea pterosaurs that we're, like, had to watch out for.
We can presume that they molted.
Yes.
And grew bigger, like other crabs.
Yes, of course. The whole thing with crabs is, like, I don't get, like, it's so weird. Most animals are bilaterally symmetrical, and crabs throw that out the window with that giant claw on one of their hands. It's not always consistent which hand. Have you noticed this? Some of them it's the left, some of them it's the right.
And some do have a consistency, which is really weird.
That is weird. Sure. Like, lobsters have a consistency, but crabs are like, no, I'm going to work out one hand.
That bothers my OCD.
It really does. Like, I like bilateral symmetry. Or radial. I just like symmetry.
It's even, it's pretty, there you go, moving on.
Yeah, there's a reason why people with, like,
giant claw.
Yeah, there's a reason, like, the eyes are the same color and move the same direction. That's comforting to see. Like, but chameleons freak people out. That, because, well, at least it freaks me out because of their eyes. Like,
yeah, the eyes are kind of, it's weird.
Anyway, so this thing probably had a big claw. Probably had to watch out for ichthyosaurs, like, this probably would have been a little, this would have been a Thomasaurus times, like that ichthyosaur from Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah, Walking with Dinosaurs postulates that Europe in the Jurassic period was possibly an island system.
Oh, that's definitely true. Like that we know the sea levels were much higher and that Europe was mostly islands. In fact, have you heard of there's a lot of dinosaurs in Romania and like they're all like dwarf dinosaurs like Zalmoxes and like Rhabdodon and like there's one. There's one literally called Transylvanosaurus.
That is epic.
Yeah, I'm doing that with my friend Christina at some point because she's from Romania. These dwarf dinosaurs on these islands are all hunted by Hatzegopteryx, which is a Quetzalcoatlus-sized pterosaur. That like goes from island to island, just goes like a giraffe and just plucks a dinosaur off.
Just wreaks havoc wherever it flies.
They wouldn't have to worry about that, thankfully, this crab. Anyways, let's wait. This crab won now 65 million. This is already a bit too long for a bite-sized temple.
Because I love Nightwish and I'm a biased, I'm probably going to give it a good 63 million.
Yes.
Because, yeah. It celebrates life. It's not just a crab.
That's, again, like Colors of the Wind. Never once figure out wonder what they're worth or something like that. I don't know.
Right. No, really, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna give it like a 6.5 million because I'm such a crab. 10%.
Big rating, small rating, a bounce.
I've never heard of this band, Nightwish. Who are these people?
They're from Finland, and sometimes they scream, which I don't like, but they started really fantasy lyrics, and then they moved like, kind of weird science-y stuff, which is cool.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of like Led Zeppelin, which, like, does a lot of Tolkien stuff. So.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week. Like, find me social media, MatthewDollCreator, MatthewDoll64, at various places. Where can they find you, Steven?
StevenCCurro.com, Steven with a PH. Yep. There you go. It's a bite-sized.
Yep, it's a bite-sized. Seth, read Book Megazoic, Tesla Nuts, check out my other stuff, email, whatever. Bye!
Bye-bye.